Last year, the Philadelphia Student Union helped fight to change the education funding formula for Pennsylvania schools. We helped win a $274 million increase in general education spending and a $50 million increase for Philadelphia alone, as well as a radical change in the way schools are funded to a formula actually based on the need of students in each district. I spoke with Vince Gordon, school board director for Upper Darby, about how he felt about the funding formula change.
I've been a supporter of the governor and the state's funding formula, change in the funding formula, especially as a school director. I know the importance of getting the state to put up their fair share in public education and reducing the dependency on property taxes for the residents. Upper Darby received, I believe, almost a $5 million increase, or an additional $5 million in funding from the state as a result of the funding formula. I don't want to commit to the percentage, but I believe it was over a 20% more than what we historically have gotten in the past.
20% is a huge increase, but more important than percentages or numbers is what kind of impact those extra dollars make for students, teachers, and the school community on the ground. I asked him what kind of impact the money had had in Upper Darby.
I have one high school, two middle schools, and I want to say 13 elementary schools, and what we've been able to do is standardize all the tools for the curriculum with this money, which means that a school that is in one part of the community has the same resources that a school, say, may in another part of the community may not have had before, because we depended on maybe a home and school fundraising or parent fundraising just to provide those basic materials. But now with this additional funding, we're able to reduce our dependency on other funding sources and primarily rely on the dollars from the state to normalize and make sure that all of our schools have the same tools.
Philadelphia school district officials, are you listening? There are major inequities in the school district right now, and so the top priority for how you spend that $50 million has to be closing those gaps and ending the inequitable distribution of resources and teachers in Philly schools. We all need and deserve the same tools. The original plan proposed by the governor included raises in spending for education over a period of 6 years, but the legislature only passed the first year's increase. I asked Mr. Gordon what needed to happen in order to ensure that we get our increase for next year.
You know, the economy has to get better because the governor and the state legislators have both cited that if the state does not get the revenue or the tax revenue it's expecting as a result of the economy, it'll run a deficit, and those dollars that we receive this year may be at jeopardy.
But the state of the economy is out of most people who need to see the increase's hands. So what can people on the ground do to make sure that next year's increase gets passed?
I would first have them identify who are their state representative and state senator, and pick up the phone, call, write letters, encourage other family members, et cetera, to write letters regardless of political affiliation, because we're talking about public education. So it's, you know, Democrats or Republicans, it's not a partisan issue. So I would, no matter who your state rep is or who your state senator is, you pick up the phone, you call, you write letters, you email. If it's every other day, every week, once a month, et cetera, just letting them know that funding of public education is probably the most important thing in this upcoming budget cycle. So we have to continue to advocate as citizens, as school board directors, as teachers and parents, to make sure that the state continues to make funding of public education a priority.
This has been Dan Jones for On Blast Radio with the Philadelphia Student Union. We gotta keep on